Extract number one.
They called it the Great Queue of China, and it went viral on the internet. It was a photo showing a visitor on the Great Wall near Beijing last week, with the famous structure snaking to the horizon behind him, completely hidden by a mass of other tourists. The vast Imperial Palace, the Forbidden City, at one point welcomed more than 180,000 visitors in a single day. In the desert at Dunhuang, at least two camels transporting tourists reportedly died from overwork.
Extract number two.
There's a neon sign across the street at an old antique shop. It's closed, but there are 1, 2, 3 signs lit up, and it's the same thing all down the street. Well, researchers are asking businesses to dim their lights and to turn them off earlier in the evening. Except it's not going to be an easy thing to do. Hong Kong is a place where businesses can offer the same services or sell the same products side by side. The only way they can distinguish themselves from their competitors are through these neon signs to grab customers' attention. Hong Kong is known to be a place that never sleeps. Well, now it seems it's because they never allow the sky to go dark.
Extract number three.
Whatever measure you choose, Chinese tourists now top the global rankings. Last year, just shy of 100 million Chinese made foreign trips, and collectively, they spent well over $100 billion overseas, outstripping any other nationality. Little more than a generation ago, few Chinese ventured abroad, but the restrictions have gone. Most are now free to travel, although some minorities, like Tibetans, still complain of hurdles getting passports. And as China's economy has expanded, so have people's horizons.